All right, I'm gonna try this out. Let's see what happens. I said if I get 50 followers on my Twitch channel or page, then go live. I got 40. So I thought I'd come on here just for a few minutes. Let's see if anyone shows up. Live viewers, comment, show up over here. Okay, mobile live dashboard manager. Channel directly from your phone. I've only ever used Twitch to watch the A show, the April Hunter. So if you're a fan of her, you should go check it out. Or if you're just a fan of like good conversation, you should go check it out, the A show. And I know that my friends Stoner Jesus and Vince Russo also have channels on here, but I usually watch their stuff on Twitter or on YouTube. So doesn't look like anyone's joining me. I'm afraid to click out of this. I'm using my StreamYard to stream to my Twitch. I don't know if I should not be doing that because I want to be able to do things like this. I should have been prepared. My bad! How come I didn't show? There we go. That'll always be funny. Looks like I'm just going to be talking to myself here for a few minutes, so I'll probably just be on here for a little bit. But, you know, I live in California, so taking a toke with my folk for my folk. Cheers. Hey, now it shows people they're there. Hey, how's everybody doing? Oh, my gosh. Rerun? No, this is live. True in Easter. Hi, Fury Power. Hi, Rick Gillespie. I hope I said that right. Oh, Fury Powers, big time. Hey, big time. Happy Sunday, fun day evening, everybody. Yay. Okay, so it does work. It does trickle on over here to my StreamYard. That's great. Great. So there's a gal that I follow on Twitter. I feel like we've been Twitter friends for a really long time, Brie. And she does a lot of live streams on her Twitch, and she'll just be like, hey, let's go smoke and paint. Hey, let's go smoke and cook. And I was like, you can do that? That's like a thing? And you can build a community like that? I want a part of that. I suck at this Twitch thing too, Rick. I don't know much about it, but I'm here. I'm willing to try it out. I told myself I'll try it out for the month of March, see how it goes, if I will continue it in April or not. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Who knows? April Hunter, the A Show, is great on Twitch too. Yes, very much so. So in the near future, I'm going to be opening up more on probably my YouTube channel. Probably do double duty. If this works out, I'll do it on here and on my YouTube channel. But I'm just discussing like the health issues more in detail that I've been going through since November, having an emergency operation in November, or surgery rather. It's operation, surgery, same thing. It just sounded weird to say operation. I don't know. Angelina Love was amazing as always yesterday, my third time in here. I love, no pun intended, Angelina Love. Oh, shall I see why the rerun comment is there? Below your name, it says streaming a rerun. Does it? Oh. I'll have to look into that. So pretty soon I'll be sharing with you guys my details of what's going on. But just to give you a little spoiler alert, I have a house guest that's been here for a few months and is going to be here for a little while longer, and they're very sensitive to smoke, even if it's just cannabis smoke. So what we've been doing is when anyone in the house needs to come medicate, we come out here and we come in the garage, which is great. I don't know if some of you know this, but this is my garage. It's a little messy right now, but I have like little areas where I shoot my content. This is one of them. It's like this cute little black futon with like a tiki vibe. And then behind me, I'm still doing it, work in progress, but I have this bar, and then I have that black thing that's down there. It's a retractable screen. And then over there is my little gym area. It's dark right now here. I really can't see it. So it ain't that bad to have to come in here to medicate, because it's really cute in here and it continues to get cuter as the time goes on. So thank you. I think it's a nice setup. I just can't wait for it to be totally done. I'm going to do a little flower wall over there, finish this wall over there, finish the wall behind me. I guess all the walls need to be finished. Finish the wall over there. My, like, you know, sometimes you give yourself like little mini goals. Hi, Marvelous Wolf 613. I'm doing well. How about yourself? Yeah, Minnie, she's inside the house. It's really cold right now. And she's having her dinner. But you know how you set little goals for yourself? So one of my little goals, and it's like a dream, and it's probably really stupid. You're like, oh, that's a dream of yours to have. Yes, it is a dream for me to have right here at the table. I want to put this table over there and have a pool table right here. When you guys start seeing content here, me in my garage with the pool table here, you know I'm living my best life, okay? Living my best life. So it's been crazy. I don't know if you guys have been seeing my stuff on Instagram and on Twitter, but on Instagram, I guess, sort of post videos of it. I was very unaware of A&E, I think it was, having this like series with WWE where they talk about different wrestlers. And I just recently watched the Macho Man one. Dude. And then after was the Jake the Snake one, but I told myself I knew mentally I couldn't handle watching the Jake the Snake one just yet. I know it's going to take a lot out of me. I know Jake. Jake has always been very nice to me. I don't know him super well. Like, I've been around him quite a bit. We've always gotten along really well. We've dined together many a time. But I wouldn't say like I like know him. You know, it's more like I know him from work. But I know just from talking with him and then hearing things along the way, how dark his tale is. See, yes, Big Time Bryce's Jake one was very deep. I feel I had to just be mentally and spiritually prepared to watch that one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but I want to. It's kind of like one of those things, like, you, like, I still want to watch it. I'm so curious, but I just got to be careful about where I'm at mentally and spiritually when I watch it. So who else have they done? Or is it just the two so far? Jake and Macho Man. And here's what I thought was really interesting. I had no idea that Macho Man like retired and was like, I'm never coming back, and like didn't. I could totally relate to that. People always think like, I get hit up all the time for wrestling bookings, all the time for conventions. People are always trying to get me booked. And I know it's because a lot of times I want to say, and it's not like it's a bad thing. It just is what it is. Everybody has their own reasons. But it seems like 9 times out of 10 when people say that they're done with wrestling, they're not done with wrestling. And they go back quite a few times. So it's very rare to see somebody be like, no, I'm good. And like truly, truly be good. Jake is always nice to me every time I saw him. I remember me and Jake literally bumping into each other at a WrestleCade, and he laughed and talked to me for a while. Oh, that's nice. China tonight. Oh. I'm sure that's going to be a rough one too. I don't know if you guys know this, but the last straw for me to wanting to retire from wrestling was when Balls Mahoney in China passed away. So that's going to be deep. I'm going to be prepared for that one too. I also met Hacksaw Jim Duggan yesterday at the show. He was super nice guy too. Yes, he's very nice. You know, I know sometimes like wrestlers can be douchebags and not cool to their fans, but I feel like even people I don't like in the wrestling business, they're pretty cool to their fans, because like without the fans, we're nothing as wrestlers and performers. So like I do hear like some stories, or I've seen it firsthand with my own eyes, like some wrestlers, both male and female, It's like being annoyed with fans or just like over it or just don't look at them that way. But I kind of feel that's the minority. Because like I said, even people who I think are super shady in real life, who are complete jerks, complete bitches, backstabbers, not good people, both male and female, I still see how they treat their fans, and they're really cool to their fans. And that makes me at least not hate them. I don't like them, but I don't hate them for reasons like that. I know this is going to sound redundant, but I hate hating people. I hate it. Like, I'm fine disliking somebody, and even that bothers me sometimes, especially if, like, at one point I liked the person. But it really bothers me if, like, I have hate feelings towards people. It hasn't happened too much in my life, but it has happened. I've disliked way more people than I've ever hated. I remember meeting you the first time at FSPW in Eden, North Carolina, where you faced Amber O'Neill in 2012. Oh, I had some really great matches with Amber O'Neill. I really did. This is for Amber O'Neill right here. Yeah, we had some really good matches. One of my favorite matches I ever had was actually with Amber. It's at the top of the list for sure. And we wrestled in Virginia, and it was like in the sticks of Virginia. And we were like driving through this like mountain, and we had like no phone reception. It was so out in the sticks. And it was in a barn, a really nice barn though. Like when I say barn, it's not like there was like hay and cows in there. Like they made it look really nice. And there was like this full on bar in there. Like the bar was huge, like almost the length of one wall, or width rather, I should say. And what I used to like to do before when I'd get like to a show or whatever, especially if I knew I was having a match with somebody that likes to like have a lot of fun and like do kind of like off the wall kind of things, I would scan the room that the ring was in to see if there was anything that popped out to me. Like there's been times where like a trash can has popped out to me. So like, okay, let's use the trash can. Like, and usually I tell somebody like, you know, let's do a trash can spot, whether it's me getting thrown into a trash can, me hitting somebody with the trash can, or someone hitting me with the trash can. I've definitely had somebody, like we've done the old spot where I'm going to hit them, but then they reverse it on me, hit me with it, and then put the trash on me. Here's the thing for you wrestlers out there. I love being a dominant heel in wrestling, but what I like the most is when I'm being a dominant heel, but I'm still jobbing out. I don't know why. I love it. I love like being badass and strong and like doing things. But I also, that's why, like when I'm saying like, oh, they threw the trash on me. Like, I just think it's really funny. And I think one of the reasons why I think it's funny is because people typically, and I think it's because of the way I look, they don't expect me to like be down to have like trash thrown on me. Or there's a time I've been like suplexed on a bar top. Like they don't expect that. So then let's like, I want to give the fans something that like they didn't expect to see out of a match for me. So going back to Amber in Virginia, so I was scanning the room and I was like, wow, that bar is really awesome. And it was like that real dark wood, you know, real nice. And in the middle of the bar, because like I said, it was really long. So like in the middle, there was a stripper pole. And I was like, oh, we got to use the stripper pole. So P.S., I was wrestling as Wonder Shelly at the time, meaning I used to wear a Wonder Woman costume when I was Wonder Shelly. And so Amber and I, at that time, we did this whole, like, I stayed with her for, like, a couple weeks, and we just, like, wrestled as many places as possible kind of thing. So that's why we ended up with, like, this show that was, like, way deep in Virginia. And, oh my gosh. Okay. Marvelous said, I also remember the stripper pole elbow drop you hit on her. That was in Eden, North Carolina. I didn't realize that's where it was. I thought it was in Virginia all these years. Okay. Eden, North Carolina. I'm so glad that you brought it up then. This is to you, Marvelous Wolf. When Amber and I were putting our match together, I told her, I was like, dude, let's go out to that stripper pole. And then, like, I'll give you an elbow drop. I'll climb up on top of the stripper pole like a stripper. And I'll swing down like a stripper and then come down with the elbow drop. And Amber is so down to do almost anything. I just love wrestling Amber. Like, we have a lot of fun throughout the years that we got to work with each other, whether it was we're on the same side or we were opponents or on opposite sides, like, whatever. Oh my gosh, Marvelous, please tweet it to me. Tweet it to me. O-R-T-U. Or on, if you're not on Twitter, do it on Instagram. So let's see, what am I going to do here? I have this one. I buy from a grower, legally, by the way. And I get makeshift labels here, so I can't read what this is, but I'm going to go ahead and get into it right now. Because here in California, under Proposition 215, messed myself up. Under Proposition 215 and SB 420, this is totally legal, and I'm very grateful for cannabis. I'm not over here trying to be all like, yeah, I'm just this pothead. And if that's who you are, that's totally fine. I'm not making fun. I'm just saying, like, I think sometimes people think that, like, when I do stuff, like with my podcast with Stoner Jesus, Shelly SJ Smokeout, check it out, ShellySJSmokeout.com. It's on Vince Russo's network right now. But, like, they think it's just, like, about being, like, yeah. But I'm not that kind of a stoner. I'm the type of stoner that I wake up at 5 in the morning and have my coffee and medicate. And that's getting the day started. And I get very energized. And it's just part of my routine. Anyways, going back to my match with Amber. So, apparently, it was in Eden, North Carolina, not Virginia. Is in that barn. Marvelous knows how far it was in the sticks, but it was a nice barn, excuse me. So when I went up there at the show, you know, we did spot. I went up, climbed up top, came down. The place went crazy. And so I was like, dude, we have to do it again. So I did the one more time. So I went and did it again, boom, hit it. And let me tell you guys something. Like, yeah, maybe that wasn't me in TNA. Maybe that wasn't me in WWE or... You know, I always wanted to work for Lucha Underground or for WOW. It wasn't on those shows either. But damn it, it was in that bar in Eden, North Carolina. At the time, I was very close with Amber O'Neill, so it was quite the treat to be able to do these shows with her because at the time, she was like one of my best friends. You know, we don't really keep in touch. You know, time goes by. You know, you get distant with people. Life happens, right? Positive vibes to Amber. But we were really tight at that time, so it was really magical. And that's what was the allure to me in wrestling when I decided that I truly wanted to commit myself to doing wrestling was I remember when I was here in San Bernardino, I trained at the school, School of Hard Knocks in San Bernardino. And I would see these dudes that were doing wrestling for like many years and they'd have like these stories. And they'd have these stories about, you know, having to sleep in cars and working crap shows, but just having a lot of fun during downtime and traveling time, like just really making memories, you know? And I went to community college for like a year and a half after high school, but like I already knew that I wanted to be a wrestler. I know that may surprise some people. They think maybe I just stumbled upon it, but that was always the plan. People used to think I was crazy when I talk about it. Especially because modeling and acting came first. I was exposed to that first. Because at that time, you know, I started wrestling in the year 2000. So at that time, wrestling wasn't real. It was very scarce here in SoCal. Like, aside from knowing WWF at the time or WCW, it was like, you know, there wasn't a lot of independent wrestling being exposed over here like it is in the Midwest or on the East Coast. So when I'd hear these dudes at practice, and I would just sit there, and I was like, yes, dude, like, I want to be them. Like, and they were older, you know, it's like, when I'm their age, I want to be them. I want to, like, have these stories about how I was on the road with my best friend, and we did, like, these crazy matches, and we had so much fun or whatever. So that's what where I was at in my career when I was wrestling with Amber. And it was just really cool. And that's why, like, when we did that match, and we did that spot, and just that reaction from the crowd, it was just like, as my homegirl ACR says, the wrestlegasm happened. And I was just like, oh my God, I freaking love wrestling. This is why I love wrestling. Like, I can't believe I get to do this for a living. It's so freaking awesome. Eden Fairgrounds. It was a barn, right? It was a barn. Am I mixing two stories up all these years? You have a pic of me and Amber. Oh, yeah, we got that. Big Time has pasta. Heck yes. Positive Vibes tea too. Okay, just making sure, okay? Because all these years I've told people this was in a barn, and that's, like, that's how I remember it. So, anyways, like, that's why it's funny to me when people are like, oh, Shelly's so bitter. And don't get me wrong, there was a time I was bitter, like when I was younger, about, you know, how just like my wrestling career and everything went down, the kind of things I discovered. And I just realized it really wasn't for me so much. When I went back to the indies the second time around, I say going back to the indies because when I, before I went to WWE, I was in the independents for 5 years. And, for the first 2 years, I was doing, you know, I just got involved in wrestling. I was starting to do shows that second year more so. But, okay, great. Awesome. Tweet it to me. But for the last couple years before I went off to WWE, I was training just Lucha at this place in Anaheim with WPW, Martin Marine, Little Cholo, Jerry, freaking Martin's son, Martin Jr., I guess. Like, it was some good times. And that was the beginning of me, like, because we, here's what would happen. I don't know if you guys know, I used to have this mini pincher, Fred Mertz, and he, God rest his soul, he passed away. Oh my gosh, it's been 2 years now. And he lived to be, he was just a couple months shy of being 20. And he was a real little guy when I first started wrestling. And I had just like gotten him when I, just before I started wrestling. So he would go with me everywhere. And there was times I'd be with those Lucha guys from WPW. And we would just be in a van and I'd be the only girl. And we would just drive to like Texas and Mexico and like, those dreams or dreams, those stories that the guys would talk about, I was living. That was like my first like sneak preview of it, you know? And when I went to OVW, it was a little different, but I needed it. I was just talking about this morning. You know, I lived in this house eventually. I was there for a couple years. And before I moved back to California, I was living in this house. And it was actually owned by Nova, the wrestler Nova. And he was renting it out to me, Santino Marella, Damian Sandow, Pat Buck. And we had other people that come and go, Little George. We had Big George. So it's like, you know, sometimes wrestlers would come and crash there for a couple days, whatever. But we were like the main group there. Me, Sandow, Santino, and Little George. And I needed to have that foundation at that time in my life. And I'm just so grateful for it because it's helped mold who I am today. That's when I learned that you could be a pothead and you can be totally healthy and it can actually, as an athlete, really help you out. Like some of those people, I won't say who because I don't know who's open about it, but some of those guys helped teach me that, you know, using cannabis responsibly. And it was really awesome. So like, I wasn't really having those like road type stories like when I was in WWE. TNA was completely different because, you know, it was at the same place typically, unless it was a pay-per-view. So when I went back to the indies after my TNA days, so I took a little break. That's when I was like, dude, I don't have to be on TV to do what I love. If anything, this takes kind of the pressure off. Yeah, I'm not making nearly as much money, but as I was in WWE, and then at times I was making more money than I did in TNA, so that worked out. But it was like, that's where I really got down, and that's where people don't realize, because they typically only know me from WWE or TNA, and they didn't really have me wrestle either, you know? So maybe a little bit more in TNA, but WWE certainly not. So it's fine if people want to talk about me, say I suck and all this. And then there's the infamous... My bad! Who can forget? So, you know, I don't care. People could say I suck all day long. I really don't care. People who trained with me know I don't. People who have been at these shows know I don't. And really, that's all that matters to me. So there you have it. Anyways, thank you guys for joining me for my first stream here. We'll see how it goes. Maybe this will be an ongoing thing. Maybe it'll just be for the month of March. I don't know. We shall see. I hope you guys have a good night. Let's see you the best, no matter what. Your vacation corporate surely love. Let's see. Anyone, I found the pick. I'm about to tweet. Okay, I got that one. Yeah, there's an bar. Okay, good. I got it all. All right. Hope everyone has a good night, and I'll talk to you soon. Adios.